Now, the rest of the story. The Sevier sisters were absolutely astonishing. Astonishing. First, there was Linda, born leader, which came in handy since she was also the oldest. She was always there to help, to coach, to mother the younger ones. If a decision were needed, Linda usually made it. If guidance was required, Linda usually gave it. Throughout school into adulthood, Linda's leadership ability made her an outstanding individual. And yet at home, when she and the others were growing up, Linda was only the first in a string of outstanding sisters. Mary was next. Her strength was her amazing intellect. Gentle and quiet and patient, but Mary was nevertheless much noticed because of that splendid straight-A brain of hers. Then there was Marlene. In a family of attractive people, her beauty was one of a kind. Talented, competitive, headstrong, even outrageous, gorgeous Marlene was sure to succeed in life, and everyone who knew her knew it. Kathy was the fourth of the Sevier sisters. She brought humor into their dynamic throng. Her personality had a magnet-like draw that turned heads wherever she went. Her idea of the ideal day was a day filled with fun and laughter. Linda, Mary, Marlene, and Kathy, they all possessed leadership and brains, beauty, and humor. Yet each was outstanding in one of those attributes. And thus, in such high-powered company, did each distinguish herself. But this is the rest of the story. There was a fifth sister in this Sevier family. The baby, her name was Debbie. But unlike her specifically distinguished siblings, Debbie was very ordinary. And in a family with four extraordinary older sisters, little Debbie just disappeared. She got none of Linda's leadership ability. In fact, Debbie, as youngest, seemed a born follower. Brains. All through school, Debbie never did get a single A, not one. In crueler moments, her sisters referred to Debbie as the dumb one, the pest in residence, they called her. As for looks, Debbie was far from unattractive. Of course, standing next to Marlene, she was practically invisible. Debbie was never very popular socially, either. She had to create her own fun. In school, where her sisters blossomed and flourished, Debbie simply marked time. School was just a place to go every day, and Debbie spent most of her time in class daydreaming about how someday she'd be outstanding, too, about how she was going to go out into the world, she was going to accomplish remarkable things. Well, today Debbie's a grown woman, and she has indeed accomplished remarkable things. Debbie the dumb one never stopped feeling bad about the title and never stopped feeling that it was true, despite the solitary talent she demonstrated even as a youngster, and which she continues to demonstrate today. Little Debbie could and still can bake a great chocolate chip cookie. Those cookies were once Debbie's way of getting attention and appreciation from the older sisters, who might otherwise have ignored her altogether. And yet if she's still the baby of the family, nobody else in the world is ignoring Debbie now, because the cookies she continues to produce, although on a much larger scale, earned her company $150 million last year. They're stocked in more than 700 outlets coast to coast. Growing up in such a spectacular sororal shadow, Debbie never really expected that she would amount to much, even though she, Debbie Fields, Mrs. Fields, founder, president, and CEO of Mrs. Fields Cookies Incorporated, is hailed at 31 as the unquestioned queen of her industry. And now you know the rest of the story.